Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
My name is Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And today we are looking at Betrayed! Yes, the name of our lesson is Betrayed. We're going to listen in on a conversation between two girls these next couple of days as they talk about this topic, when you feel betrayed, or when a friend betrays you. Now, has that ever happened to you, Carolyn? What do you do if someone tells a secret to someone else?
Well, unfortunately, I have been betrayed, and it really hurts when someone tells your secrets when they aren't supposed to. So, when that happened, I asked my friend why they decided to tell someone else my secret.
And did it go okay after that? Did you communicate well, and did she respond well?
Yes, actually, it was just a simple misunderstanding.
All right, a lot of times it is just a simple misunderstanding. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what Kelly and Sarah are going to talk about in our lesson today. Let's go and enjoy the first reading right now.
Betrayed. What should you do when a friend betrays you?
Sarah comes home to find her sister, Kelly, looking very upset.
You look miserable, Kelly. What's wrong?
I told Veronica a secret, and she told it to everyone in school. Now all my classmates are talking about it and me.
That's awful. One time last year, I told my friend a secret, and she posted it on Facebook for everyone to see.
What did you do about it?
I knew a couple of secrets about her, so I started spreading them around our class. I'm sure you know something about Veronica that you could use to get revenge.
Hi, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Joanna. In this month's Point of View article, we'll be discussing what to do when a good friend hurts you. But first, here are your key words. Miserable. Miserable is an adjective. Susie has a very bad cold today and feels miserable. Revenge. Revenge is a noun. If Tommy hits you, you should not hit him back to get revenge. Stoop. Stoop is a verb. I want to know what Sam said, but I won't stoop to reading his email. Mutual. Mutual is an adjective. Dave and I have a lot of mutual friends because we are in the same grade. Your more information word is betray. Betray is a verb. Now let's get started with the article.
Well, at the very beginning, in your magazine, you can read that sentence, Sarah comes home to find her sister Kelly looking very upset. And that's a good sentence pattern to know, to find something or someone looking, and then you can use an adjective. You could say, I came home to find my dog looking very sad. How else can you use this phrase, Carolyn?
Well, I came home and found my cat sleeping in my bed.
Okay, you can find someone doing something else. They don't have to be looking like something. I found my cat sleeping in my bed. Nathaniel, how else can you use this phrase?
You could say that I came home to find my house in a mess. I haven't cleaned it in a month.
Okay, you find your house looking like something. It's in a certain state. I found my dog looking sad. She found her cat sleeping in her bed. He found his house in a mess. And Sarah comes home to find her sister Kelly looking very upset. This is a dialogue between two sisters, Sarah and Kelly. So how about I will say Sarah's lines, and Nathaniel, you say Kelly's lines, okay?
Sure, sure.
All right, here we go. You look miserable, Kelly. What's wrong?
Oh, wait. We have a word here. We have miserable.
Oh.
A key word. So let's look at miserable first. If you are miserable, Gabe, how do you feel?
Oh, not very good. Yeah, if you're miserable, you feel terrible. It's not a good feeling at all. And if you look miserable, that means, well, you look terrible. Maybe something happened. So that's maybe what Sarah is wondering, what is wrong? Well, how else can you use that word miserable, Nathaniel?
Charlie Brown's Christmas tree looked miserable because it didn't have many leaves.
Excellent. Okay, so something could look miserable as well. I could also say, I had a miserable time today. So you could use it to describe somebody, how they look, or something, or even talking about your time. We had a miserable time. But are you having a miserable time? Of course not. You're having a wonderful time here on Studio Classroom. I think we should continue. I think it is Kelly's turn.
And I am Kelly. I told Veronica a secret, and she told it to everyone in school.
Well, everyone in school?
Yes. Now all my classmates are talking about it and me.
That's awful.
Awful?
One time... Yeah, awful, Carolyn.
Yeah, awful. That's a really great word, Gabe.
Oh.
Sarah. Awful just means something's really terrible or horrible, and if someone's spreading your secrets around, that's a pretty awful thing to do.
That is a pretty awful thing to do. And yes, it's true. Thank you for interrupting me, Carolyn. Awful is a good word to know. It's kind of like that word miserable. She also used the words horrible and terrible. Can you think of other words that kind of have a similar meaning? Awful. There are so many words that you could use when you're writing to describe this kind of feeling.
That is true. Sometimes you might say that some kind of food is awful. This bread is awful. It's too dry.
Oh, well, sorry for interrupting you two. Please go back to your conversation.
Of course. That's awful. One time last year, I told my friend a secret, and she posted it on Facebook for everyone to see.
What did you do about it?
Well, I knew a couple of secrets about her, so I started spreading them around our class.
Wait. You were spreading something? Spreading rumors? I thought spreading was like you put your butter on some toast and you spread it.
Well, yeah, there's that too, Carolyn, but you can spread something like rumors or spread things about other people behind their backs too.
Oh, okay, I see. Well, sorry. Go ahead.
Right. It's okay. Not very good to spread things about other people, but you can spread rumors, you can also spread news. If there's something that happens, you can spread news to other people.
You could also spread joy and happiness as well. It doesn't have to be something bad, and news can be good or bad too.
That is right, Nathaniel. Spread good things to other people. Don't spread bad things behind their backs. Anyway, shall I continue?
Please, yes.
Okay. Spreading. Oh, I started spreading them around our class. Our class. I'm sure you know something about Veronica that you could use to get revenge.
Oh, revenge. Here is a key word in the dialogue today. Revenge. What exactly is revenge, Gabe?
Well, this is not really something that we should be doing often, getting revenge. Actually, you shouldn't get revenge on people. If someone does something bad to you, you really want to do something bad to them or say something bad about them, to do something that makes them feel bad. That is getting revenge.
Oh, but it's a little bit different from avenge. If you avenge someone, then you get revenge for someone else.
That's a good point.
That's kind of like helping people, but in a very bad way.
Right, it can be. Actually, Carolyn mentioned a good thing. Revenge is a noun. You can get revenge or you can avenge. A-V-E-N-G-E. That's a verb. You can avenge someone. That means you help someone get revenge. And you can do this for someone else, or you can avenge yourself as well. But Nathaniel, is avenging always bad?
Not necessarily. Sometimes someone does need avenging. Something has been done and justice needs to be done as well.
Great. So avenging can be good if there is true, real justice to be done. But Sarah is not talking about vengeance in a good way or revenge in a good way. It's kind of a negative thing in this conversation. Well, right now it's time for us to go and enjoy something positive, a review skit.
What are you doing?
I'm getting revenge.
What do you mean?
I told Larry a big secret.
You didn't.
I did. I told Larry not to tell anyone.
And?
And Larry told everyone.
He didn't.
He did. And now I'm getting revenge. I'm posting all of Larry's secrets on Facebook.
Oh, revenge is not a good idea.
I know. It's a great idea. His secrets will spread all over the internet.
Do you really want to do that?
Yes, I'm telling all his secrets.
Don't stoop to his level. You should be nice to him.
He betrayed me. So why should I be nice?
It's the right thing to do. Besides, getting revenge can backfire.
Backfire?
Yes, your mutual friends might get mad at you. They may think you're a gossip. Revenge is never the answer.
I guess you're right. Hey, look what Larry posted about you on Facebook.
But he's spreading all my secrets.
Now what?
Revenge! The picture.
Well, I always love those skits. Anyway, right now it's time for us to continue by going to the language lab. Let's go and see what Michelle has for us there. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。今天的第一个重点，我们来看 miserable 这个形容词。注意这里的 s 是发 z 的音，念成 miserable。Miserable 是指悲惨的、痛苦的或者是难过的。例如 ,Richard has been miserable since he quit his job. Richard 辞职之后过得很糟糕。他的名词是 misery,M-I-S-E-R-Y, 意思是痛苦或者不幸。例如 ,these abandoned children live in misery. 这些被遗弃的孩子们活在极痛苦的环境中。接下来我们来看的是 revenge, 这个不可数名词。R-E 这个字首有回去的意思。所以 revenge 是指复仇或者是报仇。如果是 get revenge on someone for something 是指为某件事情要报复某人。例如 the prince got revenge on the bad queen for trying to poison him. 这位王子因为坏皇后要毒害他所以报复他。
In this month's Point of View article, two sisters are talking, and one of them had a friend who spread some secrets about her to other people. Well, let's continue listening to Kelly and Sarah's conversation.
Betrayed.
Yeah, I do know some of Veronica's secrets, but if I tell them, I'll be just like her.I don't know if I want to stoop to her level, but she has been a terrible friend. Do you really want to keep being nice to her? Well, it is the right thing to do. Besides, if I remember right, your plan to get revenge backfired.
Well, yes, a lot of our mutual friends did get mad at me, and I developed a reputation for gossiping.
See?That's why I don't know if trying to get revenge will help.
Well, Sarah and Kelly have continued to discuss revenge as something that Kelly might be able to do to Veronica. So let's continue to read this. Get ready, sis.
All right.
Yeah, I do know some of Veronica's secrets, but if I tell them, I'll be just like her. I don't know if I want to stoop to her level.
Oh, stoop. We have another key word. Hang on. We've got another key word, stoop. And it's this phrase, to stoop to someone's level. And if you stoop to someone's level, that means that you do the same thing as them. And it's usually pretty bad, because if you stoop, you go lower. So you go down to a lower level. Actually, Nathaniel, could you show us what stoop looks like?
Oh, yeah.
I would love to stoop. Stooping goes something like this. Just lower yourself a little bit. You might think that I'm squatting, but actually, Gabe, could you show us what squatting actually looks
like? Me?
Yeah, so we can tell the difference.
Okay, squatting. Right.
This is stooping.
This is squatting.
You see that he's lower.
Yeah, it's a lot lower, and it's a little more uncomfortable. I don't really like squatting. S-Q-U-A-T. Yeah, that's right. I'm squatting right now. Carolyn, would you rather stoop or squat?
Well, I think I'll just sit.
Right.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, I think I will,
too. Yeah, maybe you guys should sit down.
Excellent. Well, now that we know what stooping is, and you can stoop to someone's level, that means you are taking your standards a little lower, you're not being as good as you should, you're going down to someone else's level. It's not a good thing. Well, shall we continue, Kelly?
I think so.
All right. Excellent. But she has been a terrible friend. Do you really want to keep being nice to her?
Well, it is the right thing to do.
Oh, the right thing to do. So here, that just means that it's something that you should do. So you should be nice to her, not mean and try to get revenge. Gabe, can you think of something else that might be the right thing to do?
Yes, many times you can use this phrase, it's the right thing to do. Like, for instance, if you are walking and you see somebody else drop their money, but they don't know it, then you can go and pick up that money and give it back to that person. That is the right thing to do. Of course, you can pick up the money and put it in your pocket, but that's not the right thing to do. So there are different instances where you can use this phrase, the right thing to do. Well, it's the right thing for us to go and enjoy some time with Steve and Ken right now in the Info Cloud. Hey, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi. There's that little four-letter word again, well. Well is not a noun. It's not a verb, adverb, adjective, or pronoun. It's not even an article. So, what is it?
Well, it's a particle. Particles are used to facilitate communication. They're a kind of language oil that keeps conversations moving along.
Nice. Now, there are different categories of particles, like interjections, like wow, and conjunctions, like although. Those are two examples. But today's word well falls into the third particle category, sentence connectors.
Right. Sentence connectors do just what they say. They make a connection from the previous sentence to the next sentence. They also indicate the speaker's attitude or mood to what's just been said or to what is likely to follow.
Other examples of sentence connectors include so, yet, and still. Now, because particles like well don't have a precise definition of their own, they are often overlooked, but they really do add meaning to what's being said. So the more you pay attention to them, the richer your experience with English will be.
来看一个很简单的单字 well。首先我们必须了解 well 的词性。它并不是动词、形容词、副词或名词。在英文当中这种不容易归类的零星词类叫做 particle, 也就是语助词。其实语助词有好几种，像 interjection, 感叹词， conjunction, 连接词。而 well 呢是一个 sentence connector, 句连接词。其实 well 并没有一个清楚的定义，但它可以说是语言的润滑剂，它不但可以让一个对话注入好的节奏，也可以强化说话者的态度及语气。就像今天的课文中 Kelly 说 Well, it is the right thing to do. Sarah 也回答说 Well, yes, a lot of our mutual friends did get mad at me. 由此可见 Well 让他们的对话更生动有力。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Well, thank you, Ken and Steve. That was the right thing to teach. Anyway, back to Kelly. Besides, if I remember right, your
wait,
plan
wait, wait.
to get...
Sarah, you are saying my line.
Oh, no. Okay, you go ahead and say Kelly's line.
All right,
it's
I'll
your
do that.
Turn. Okay, go ahead.
Besides, if I remember right, your plan to get revenge backfired.
Oh,
it backfired? Backfired? I remember a time when my plan backfired, and I was trying to do something nice. I was trying to help my sister. I really wanted to surprise her by painting her room pink, because she loves pink. But I bought the wrong color paint, and it was purple, and she hates purple. So my plan really backfired.
Oh, shoot. Okay, well, now you know what it means to backfire. If your plan backfires, you want to do one thing, but then it ends up hurting you instead. It backfires. Well, now is it my turn, Nathaniel?
I think so.
Okay, good. Well, yes, a lot of our mutual friends did get mad at me.
Oh, mutual. Mutual is another key word. Sorry, we have
yes.
to stop. Mutual. So mutual means that you share the same thing, and here they have the same friends. Can you think of something else that might be mutual, Nathaniel?
Sometimes the feeling is mutual. If we feel the same way about something, we would say our feelings are mutual.
That's right. The feeling is mutual, or we have some mutual friends. Well, I'm going to continue now. Yes, a lot of our mutual friends did get mad at me, and I developed a reputation for gossiping.
Oh, that's not a good reputation to have, and reputation is also an important word. So if you have a reputation for something, then you are known for something, and you were known for gossiping.
Yes, it's true. A reputation for something. You can use this to talk about people. A reputation for, well, my boss has a reputation for giving. She's a generous person. Carolyn, you have a reputation today for interrupting us in our conversation.
Well, it would seem that I have developed that reputation.
All right. Well, let's continue, Nathaniel.
Certainly. See, that's why I don't know if trying to get revenge will help.
Excellent. I don't know if trying to get revenge will help. Maybe it's not a good idea. Well, I think it is a good idea for us to go and enjoy Michelle in the language lab.
好，接下来我们看的是 stoop 这个动词。stoop 本来有屈身弯腰的意思，这里引申为自甘堕落或者是自贬。如果要说明自甘堕落去做某件事情的话，是用介系词 to 加上名词或动名词。例如 ，I don't think Daniel will stoop to stealing。我不认为 Daniel 会自甘堕落到偷窃。最后我们看的是 mutual 这个形容词。Mutual 是指共同的或共有的。例如 ，One of the secrets of a happy marriage is mutual respect。快乐婚姻的秘诀之一就是相互的尊重，或者是。Their relationship was built on mutual interests only. 他们的关系只建立在共同的利益上。And let's get back to teachers.
Thanks again, Michelle. Well, we've talked about Sarah and Kelly and their ideas about revenge and betrayal. But Gabe, I wonder, have you ever been betrayed by a friend?
Have I ever been betrayed? Probably. I can't really remember being betrayed.But I can remember saying things about other people, and I think they felt betrayed. I didn't really mean to. I thought I was just expressing my anger about something to somebody else, but that's not always a good idea. I think I need to be careful about who I talk to other people about and what I'm saying about them, because sometimes you can end up giving other people an impression about someone they don't even know. I think maybe that happens to a lot of us.So we need to be careful with our words. But, Carolyn, have you ever been betrayed?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, right.
But I do want to talk about what happens to Kelly and Sarah in our next lesson. So So until then, we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. When the master came and school started, Tom wasn't really interested in his study. Every time he looked across at the girls' side of the room, Becky's face troubled him. A whole hour passed. Then Mr. Dobbins unlocked his desk and brought out his book. Two of the children watched him anxiously. He opened the book. When the master stood up and looked at the school, everyone felt fear, even those who knew nothing about the cause of his anger.
Who tore this book?
There was not a sound. The master looked at face after face. Then,
Benjamin Rogers, did you tear this book?
No.
Joseph Harper, did you?
No. The master looked closely at the faces of all the boys. Then he turned to the girls.
Amy Lawrence?
No.
Gracie Miller?
No.
Susan Harper, did you do this?
No. The next girl was Becky Thatcher.
Rebecca Thatcher?
Tom looked at her face. It was white with terror.
Did you tear? No. Look at me. Did you tear this book?
Tom stood up and shouted,
I did it!